there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
So please make sure to cheer very loudly for Wendy Zukerman and Joel Werner.
Hey, Wendy here. So over the past few months, supervising producer Joel Werner and I have been traveling around Australia performing an episode of Science Versus live in front of real life people, if you weren't sure what a live show is. So just a few weeks ago, we were at South by Southwest Sydney, which is the first time that the South by Southwest Festival has been held outside of Austin, Texas. And a few months before that, we braved the chilly Tasmanian winter to perform the show at the Beaker Street Festival. And that's what we're going to play for you today. Okay, we have got it. This is great. We're going to have fun. Let's jump in. Science Versus live at the Beaker Street Festival in Hobart, Tasmania starts now. Today on the show, we're talking about when our eyes see lies. And now a tale about how when we want to believe something, we can so easily be deceived. And this tale involves a creature who has a tail. It's a story about lemmings that Science Versus superfans might remember a version of from the very early days of the show. Okay, so to start us off, let's find out what New Yorkers know about these little critters. Producer Austin Mitchell, who's now at the New York Times, hit the mean streets of Manhattan with a simple question. Do you know what a lemming is?
Like somewhere between a beaver and a cat. Like the face of a beaver, but slenderness, gracefulness that a cat may have.
Kind of like a Fleming, but it's a lemming.
What's a Fleming?
Oh, like a flamingo.
I'm thinking like a little bird or something like that, but it can't be a bird because then they'd be able to fly. So it must be like a little rodent or something.
Yes, lemmings are rodents. And this is the sound of an actual lemming. They hang out in the grassy tundra of the Arctic, a harsh landscape that's covered in snow for much of the year. And lemmings hide in burrows where they can stay warm and away from predators like the Arctic fox, the snowy owl, and the peregrine falcon. And one more thing that you have to know about lemmings.
They are the most fantastic animal in the world.
This is Dorothy Erik at the Arctic University of Norway.
Lemmings are really cute, honestly, so...
Because they've got the cute tushy. They got the cute little bottoms.
Yeah. they're like miniature bears. They're quite fluffy. And they're a little bit clumsy when they run around on their short legs, so.
A quick Google image search will turn up pages of these little puffballs scampering around on the snow, chilling in patches of grass. Austin Mitchell showed some photos to people on the street.
Oh my gosh, it's super cute.
That's an adorable little creature.
Yeah, I would pet that.
But their cute looks isn't the thing that lemmings are famous for. There's of course something else.
What do you think of when you think of lemmings?
Animals running off cliffs.
suicide, right? They jump off cliffs together in packs.
Isn't that like the animal that runs off a cliff or something like that?
Like a huge number of them, and it's about some sense of group mentality or crowd mentality.
And this is our idea about lemmings. Silly little animals marching blindly off to their silly little deaths. And it's so ingrained in our culture that lemmings, the word, has become synonymous with people blindly following something, often to their destruction. Jim Cramer, host of Mad Money, describes investors on Wall Street as lemmings.
Could this be National Lemming Day? There's lemmings all over the place!
Earlier this year, Republicans called young Democratic voters lemmings. And after a poor batting performance, Aussie cricketers were recently compared to lemmings. And who could forget that video game? The Lemmings. The whole point of the game was to build bridges fast enough so that lemmings wouldn't fall off cliffs to their death, which is really dark when you think about it. And it turns out there's a few different species of lemmings, but the one that probably inspired all of this, the very idea that mindless lemmings just follow each other to their death, are the lemmings found in Norway, which have been creatively named by scientists Lemmis Lemmis. Now, these lemmings do something that has bemused and befuddled people for centuries. The Norwegian lemming population explodes every 4 years or so. Dorothy, our lemming expert, she's actually seen this.
There are so many, you just see them everywhere. If you drive along the road, you will see them crossing the road. I mean, possible to catch them with your hands.
Dorothy says it's not like this is a carpet of lemmings, but there are a lot around. In 1975, it was estimated that during this boom period, per hectare, the number of Norwegian lemmings grew more than 1,000 times. That's like a rural town transforming into New York City once every 4 years or so. And all these lemmings, they become this furry little buffet for all the cool Arctic predators to have a field day on.
So all Arctic fox dens have a lot of pups. Snowy owls are breeding with many chicks. The whole tundra is, in a way, in such a super rich state.
So, lemmings all over. But as quickly as the lemmings appear, soon they're gone. And by the next year or so, their numbers drop to the point where scientists even have troubles finding them.
In a low year, how would it be different?
Well, in a low year, you don't see lemmings.
Right.
They're just completely absent.
So what we have is puffballs everywhere and then puffballs practically nowhere. So mysterious are these lemming eruptions that for centuries, scholars have tried to explain them. In the 1500s, one scholar said that they fell from the sky during booms. And what of the busts? Well, 200 years ago, Sir Arthur de Capel Brooke, one of the first fellows of the Royal Geographical Society, was told that thousands of lemmings had, quote, been carried away by the currents and drowned, end quote. Thousands of lemmings drowned. But how was it? Could it really be mass suicide? Were these rodents blindly following each other to their death? By the 20th century, this seemed certain. A 1924 paper described, quote, the spectacle of processions of lemmings ecstatically throwing themselves over the ends of railway bridges and falling to an apparently useless death below. This is a direct quote from a paper. Continues, quote, the sea strewn with dead lemmings, like leaves on the ground after a storm. And just like that, newspapers wrote about the mass suicide as if it was a fact. But one thing was still missing. No one had ever recorded the event until...
The lemming. Here's an actual living legend. For it's said of this tiny animal that it commits mass suicide by rushing into the sea in droves.
This is from White Wilderness, a documentary about Arctic wildlife released by Walt Disney Productions in 1958. Film crews braved the unforgiving Arctic to film walruses, polar bears, seals, and yes, lemmings in their natural habitat. They filmed lemmings getting lost while searching for food. Lemmings in their burrows with their young. And then we see something remarkable. Droves of lemmings start scurrying across the tundra. They're running towards one clear final destination.
Once in motion, none stops to ask why. And carried along by an unreasoning hysteria,
hordes of lemmings are seen scurrying to a cliff.
Each falls into step for a march that will take them to a strange destiny.
We see a sheer rock face overlooking the massive water below. I can't emphasize how big this cliff is. It's terrifying.
They reach the final precipice. This is the last chance to turn back. Yet over they go, casting themselves bodily out into space.
Over they go, scores of lemmings plunging off the cliff edge and flying helplessly through the air, end over end, until they finally smash into the water.
And soon the Arctic Sea is dotted with tiny bobbing bodies.
Little dead puffballs floating on the surface.
And so is acted out the legend of mass suicide and destruction of a species.
And for their remarkable efforts, the filmmakers were awarded the 1959 Academy Award for Best Documentary Film. The footage is unbelievable. I mean, really unbelievable. The only problem is, you shouldn't believe it. Bill Carrick, a Canadian cameraman who worked on White Wilderness, admitted that the lemming scene was kind of faked. Here he is in a TV documentary about animal cruelty in filmmaking called Cruel Camera, which was made by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in 1982.
It was a recreated thing done in Canmore in Alberta.
If you didn't catch that, he said it was a recreated thing.
You say recreated, how?
Well, they built a set. It looked like the Arctic. And had a nice painted sky for a background.
Yeah. They didn't even bother going to the Arctic. It was filmed in Alberta, Canada. Just a cheeky, you know, 7,000 kilometres from Norway, give or take. And the lemmings were purchased from kids who ran around and collected the little puffballs for a quarter each. But then, what of that great moment? You know, the final precipice. If this was a recreated thing, well, then how did they get the footage of the lemmings diving off the cliff? Well, it's probably the worst thing you're imagining right now. The Disney film crew heaved the critters off a cliff. They literally forced the puffballs off a cliff and into a nearby river. We told our New Yorkers about it. What? Oh my God, they killed little animals?
Yeah, that's really messed up.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Wow.
Poor little puffballs.
It's a shame that sort of thing has to happen.
Here's Roy Disney, Walt's nephew, talking about the film years later in that CBC documentary, Cruel Camera.
As I recall, they did stage some of that.
As Roy admitted that the footage was faked, he still tried to justify it.
We've lost a few lemmings, okay. You know, the lemmings probably would have gotten lost anyway.
Actually, Roy, the lemmings wouldn't have gotten lost anyway. Because it's not just that Disney faked the moment of them all jumping off a cliff. It's that these moments don't actually happen. That's right, the one thing that, you know, a lot of people think about lemmings, this mass suicide that they all jump off cliffs in hordes at once, it's not true either. In other words, here's Dorothy, our lemming expert again.
No, they don't commit suicide.
We've all been lied to about these little critters. Which does leave us with one big mystery. Remember how the whole idea of this started? Because lemming populations have these mysterious swings, you know, from boom to bust and then back again. And people couldn't explain it, so they were kind of like, mass suicide? But if mass suicide isn't responsible, then I asked Dorothy, what exactly is going on here?
This is actually a quite interesting question. There has been a lot of controversy about what causes the lemming cycles.
One recent review paper said that despite scientists trying to work this out for about a century, it is still an enigma. But Dorothy told me on a basic level, here's probably what's happening. The boom part of the cycle kicks off when conditions are just right. Tasty food is all about, and happy lemmings start living their best life. They go bonking like mad, and oh boy, can lemmus get laid. On average, one female lemming can pop out around 7 pups, and she can do this every month or so. So, lemmus can turn into lemmus, which can turn into lemmus. You get the point. The population explodes.
Oh, wow. So in a peak year, you could really go bananas.
Yeah. So their population can grow really fast.
At some point, there are just too many lemmings. It becomes easier for predators to pick them out. It can get stressful for the lemmings. One researcher told us that they can get territorial and perhaps start turning on each other. He told us that this can take a toll, can be really stressful, and ultimately, the lemmings don't breed like they used to. While we're not entirely sure exactly how the lemming apocalypse starts to go down, things go bad for the little puffballs. But still, the few that survive eventually start making babies again, and then those babies make babies, and so the cycle goes on. But while lemmings aren't dying from mass suicide in parts of the Arctic, like around Norway, their numbers are dropping for the same reason that's threatening a lot of animals, including human animals: climate change.
Lemmings are already suffering because the lemmings live under the snow.
Lemmings build nests and dig burrows in the soft, crumbly snow where they can hide from predators. But warming weather means that at certain times in the year, that lovely soft snow melts and then refreezes in a way that makes it hard and icy. So the lemmings can't get to their food and they can die on the snow, which Dorothy says is sad.
Well, of course it's sad when you see them dead on the snow. Climate change is sad, and especially for people who love the Arctic, so.
I'm sorry we couldn't have a Disney ending for you. And so, after all this, how do we feel about lemmings?
I love lemmings now. I don't feel like calling people lemmings ever again.
And they're not mindless animals just walking off of a cliff.
Right.
Someone gave them a bad name, you know? Maybe they're just like, would love to turn around and go into the world and enjoy it like everyone else, you know?
To hear more from our live show, you've got to check out our full episode. It's in our feed right now, so you've got to just search for Science Versus in whatever podcast app you're using. That's Science VS. And then click on the episode When Your Eyes See Lies. There's two other really, really fun and wild stories that I think you're going to love. So just search for Science Versus in your podcast app and then click on the episode When Your Eyes See Lies. I'm Wendy Zuckerman. Back to you next time.